News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Investigations are ongoing into a potentially extensive outbreak of listeriosis in Ireland. One person has died with a confirmed case of the disease. The Food Safety Authorities recalled 140 ready-made meals from Irish stores over concerns of the presence of listeria. Alan Riley is adjunct professor at the Institute of Food and Health in UCD. He's the former chief executive of the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
This bug is particularly dangerous. Tell us about it.
Yes, indeed. It's probably the number one pathogen that invades foods and causes foodborne illness. Look, it's a bacterium, and it's ubiquitous. It occurs just about everywhere in the environment. In things, you'll get it in things like fresh vegetables. You'll get it in things like straw and so on. It really occurs just about everywhere. But really, its ability to grow and survive at low temperatures really makes this a unique bug for the food industry. So,
and of course, the best way to kill off a bug is to cook food and cook it through thoroughly. Is it because these are ready meals that there's potentially more of a risk?
Yeah, it's associated with ready to eat foods and ready to cook foods. And it's susceptible to heating. I mean, say normal heating temperatures or cooking temperatures will kill it off. So if consumers have any, fears, cook your foods thoroughly and you'll get rid of this particular bug. But it is associated with long shelf life foods at refrigeration temperatures. And it can grow down at low temperatures and multiply at low temperatures. And it has this unique ability to get into a food processing plant and colonize the plant, and it hides away in what's called biofilms, and it's really, really difficult to get rid of.
OK, obviously, and that's under investigation right now as to what might have happened. But at the same time, we have to be concerned that this is ongoing. It's a major public health incident at the moment because we have one person who has died and a number of other suspected cases out there.
Yes, well, look, the bug causes two types of illnesses. One is a non-invasive illness. And this is the usual symptoms of foodborne illness, vomiting, diarrhea, and so on. And that's usually short lived, and that comes on fairly quickly within 2 or 3 days. So that would be the non-invasive. And then you have an invasive type of illness, which causes things like septicemia, can cause abortion in pregnant women, and so on. And it's particularly dangerous for vulnerable groups, people who are sick, who immune systems are compromised, and so on. It's really a dangerous bug for those particular vulnerable groups in society.
And recall of the 140 ready-made meals, and we were going through the list of them earlier on from this one particular facility, that gives an indication of how seriously this is being taken.
Yes, indeed. You see, once it gets into a processing plant, and we're not talking now about the current incident, but if we look back over the last 10, 20 years, the bug has got into processing plants, colonized the processing plants. It sort of survives in bits of machinery that you wouldn't, that would be closed, that would not be routinely cleaned out, and those type of bits and pieces of equipment. For instance, it survived in a freezing tunnel for frozen vegetables that were produced in one EU country, and that caused illness in about 5 or 6 different EU countries. And that was a couple of years back. There was a massive outbreak in Canada in 2008, probably the first one when this bug came to light. And the bug survived in a slicing machine for slicing delicatessen meats that wasn't cleaned out. So once it gets into a processing plant, it's very, very difficult to get rid of it.
It really is an awful, insidious little thing. But it's worth pointing out as well, it's only products on the list of 140 that have been recalled. And I have to say that I was in a couple of shops yesterday and it was very prominently placed in all of them when they had products. Other products, safe to eat, as we are aware of right now, this is something that the industry takes really, really seriously. And it's only products on that list that you have to throw away.
Yes, indeed. And let me say the advice would be to just check your fridge. If you buy these type of products, take them back to the store, get your money back. But certainly don't eat them because it's as I say, it's a very, very serious foodborne illness, probably the most serious one around.
Alan Riley, adjunct professor at the Institute of Food and Health in University College Dublin. Thanks so much for joining us on News Talk Break.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.